It's Paul Hamilton.
I just love this reggae music. It's my favorite of all time. I wish they would just play this on autopilot, never turn it off. It's just so great. I love it so much.
He keeps the people coming back for more.
Super excited, and I might just add this. I've missed Paul Hamilton, and that's the reason I'm back.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
All right. There you go, Paul. You got a brand new fancy open. Get to the Firth Moments of the Game, brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For the moments of life, go forth to Firth.
Comes right back in that direction. Near wall for Power. He'll send it up top. Darlene with a shot. There's a rebound. Power scores! Owen Power jumps on the loose puck, and back and forth we go here in Columbus. The Sabres back within one with 25 seconds to go in the second period. 4-3 Blue Jackets.
The Blue Jackets would immediately score to start the third period. Paul joins us. His appearance brought to you by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Hey, Paul. Paul, what do you even say about this team right now?
I don't know. They work hard in the second period. They get themselves back into the hockey game. And then, as you said, 15 seconds into the third period, the air goes out because they give up another goal. And that's that. And it just seems like they can either defend well and play good defense and not score goals, or they can score goals and be horrendous everywhere else on the ice. They just can't seem to put the whole package together except for the Florida game. So, here we go again. I mean, it's just a constant merry-go-round, fire coaches, fire GMs, revamp the team. It's all been done multiple times, but nothing seems to change whatsoever. I mean, Terry Pegula thought, hey, just bring Lindy Ruff back and everything will be great. Maybe it will be. It's only six games in. Maybe it will be. But you're falling into a hole again in the beginning of the season like you've done in so many years before, and then you're going to have to leapfrog most of the conference to try to get into the playoffs and put yourself in it by the holidays in an impossible task. So, I mean, they're not there yet, but that's where they're on their way to, which is what they've done for how many years?
Paul, Alex Tuch said that they lacked urgency, and part of me wonders if that's you have to say something after a game versus is that real? Is that something they notice? Because, you know, like to hear that in this part of the season, it's early in the season, but man, like, it's a game in Columbus. You lost the night before. You need wins. You need to stack some wins after getting into a hole. And the urgency point is a really tough one to take.
Well, it's true. I mean, their first shot attempt was 10 minutes into the first period. Shot attempt. It didn't make the net. Got blocked. Then a couple minutes later, they finally got their first shot. Well, that's not real urgency to me. If you don't even get a shot attempt, I don't care how tired you are, you should at least get a shot attempt. And they seem not to be tired in the second period. I mean, the Thompson line spent the whole period in the offensive zone. They scored three goals. They cut the lead to one. You know, all you got to do is make up one goal in the third period, and you're on your way to at least a point. And you give up a goal 15 seconds in. And just they're saying the same things they said last year because it's the same team. It's just a different coaching staff, but, you know, it's going to get to the point where you're going to start to wonder, did they wrap up the wrong core? Is this core? I mean, I kept saying it last year, not that by the end of the year I didn't think they needed to change at coach, but it's always coach's fault. It's never the player's fault. And, well, you change coaches, and pretty soon you're going to play bad enough, you're going to change general managers. And the same players are here, and guess what? You're stuck because of their contracts. You've signed them to the long-term deals. Their contracts are untradeable. So if you did lock up the wrong core, you are now stuck for the next 5 to 7 years.
Ooh, and that immediately, who comes to mind for that, Paul, right now amongst players who are struggling and are under contract for a long time? I mean, Paul, I don't know what has happened to Dylan Cousins in the last 12 months, but he has not looked like the same player for a long time. And should I throw Samuelson into this? Because I feel like I'm seeing three plays a night, Paul, from him that are just completely head-scratching.
You're not wrong, but you're missing the one that's the Rasmus Dahlin is by far the worst I've ever seen him play in his career. He is just awful. And I don't know if he's still struggling from the preseason injury. That would be my guess. But he can't be awful. Matter of fact, for them to be a championship team, he can't be, well, he's very good. He has to be the elite player they thought they were drafting when they drafted him. He's never been that. And if they want to be a championship team, he must be that. I mean, Colorado had McCarr, Tampa Bay had Hedman. You know, you need that linchpin if you're going to be a championship team, and right now he's nowhere. I mean, that turnover, he just let two guys – he's in the defensive zone, and he tries to go through two guys, and of course they stripped him of the puck, and it was in the net in seconds. Your captain and your guy who should be an elite player but is not cannot be making mistakes like that.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Goaltending has also kind of left them out here a couple games.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, they didn't get saves in either game. That hadn't been a problem until then. I thought both goaltenders had played well up to that point. But if you're going to be playing poorly and need to be held into a game, you can't have goaltending like we've seen in the last two games either. That hasn't helped, especially, you know, when you're in Pittsburgh and you score five-on-five goals and outscore them 5-2, 5-on-5. You know, yeah, they didn't play real well at times, but they did play well at times, and they couldn't get a save. And same thing last night. They couldn't get a save. You know, they got back 4-3. Now, the goal in the third period wasn't Levi's fault. It was tipped. But still, there were other goals that you need a big save, and you just didn't get it in either game.
Paul Hamilton. Next up, Chicago, Paul, and then a home stretch, so... I mean, if you get Chicago, you get 3 out of 6, and that kind of avoids disaster. I mean, 3 out of 6 points is not going to be good enough to get you back in a race, but whatever. It's kind of like treading water. At this point, I mean, they need it. They come out of this road trip with 1 point. I mean, you know how the fans feel about this, and this might be new to Lindy, but they're going to lose so many people so quickly.
Yeah, good luck in the next home game if you come back with 1 point. I don't care if Lindy Ruff's here or not, but... And that's the thing. I mean, to play 3 winnable games and leave with 1 point. I mean, the old adage is, you know, be 500 on the road and play well at home and you should be fine. Well, you know, this 500 wouldn't feel like that. This 500 would feel like, well, you went and played those 3 teams and you only came back 500. But that's the best they can do right now. And that wouldn't be a disaster to be 500. Yeah, getting 1 point would be a disaster, but I want to keep stressing again. We're only 6 games in, but you've lost 5 out of 6 games to start the year. When you know we have players saying they took last year personally, and Lindy Ruff saying that you have to get off to a fast start, and Kevin Adams saying you have to get off to a fast start because that's really what's killed them in some of these non-playoff years is they don't kick it in until after the holidays, and then the. There have been seasons when they've been one of the best teams after the holidays. Well, but you know what? October and November count in the standings, as does March and April. And if you are just nowhere in October and November, you've put yourself too far behind the eight ball. It doesn't matter what you do after January 1st.
Paul Hamilton, his appearance brought to you by Ralex Honda. Ralex, we got this. Thanks, Paul.
No problem. Take care, guys.
Sabres fall in Columbus. Chicago next.
Just the saddest. This team is the saddest thing ever.
It's going to be
14 years. It's the most incredible. It might be the most incredible thing that's ever happened in Buffalo sports. I don't even know.
This bad, this long? And
what
only close once.
What else in this city has happened in sports that has never happened anywhere else ever? Because this has never happened in hockey. That sport is parody. No one has ever done this. Maybe making four straight Super Bowls and not winning them. That's the other thing. But this is something that has never happened anywhere else for this amount of time.
I thought of a question to ask, which isn't exactly a fair question, but I thought of it, which is, what sounds more ridiculous right now? Them having a 14-year playoff drought or them making it once? Like, what sounds more ridiculous? Envision them being good enough to make it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not been a good start. Darlene being lost for, you know, Paul. So we're on Darlene, Cousins, Samuelson, Quinn.
Quinn at least isn't under contract for 7 years yet. I'm not worried. I think he'll... Did you see the thing on Quinn yesterday that was being pointed out? NHL Edge has their player tracking data. The thing that's happened to Quinn is he has gone from an above-average skater to he's one of the worst skaters in the NHL right now. I saw it was... their one number is 20-mile-per-hour bursts per hour you're on the ice. So for every hour you're on the ice, how many times do you hit 20 miles per hour? 2 years ago, for Quinn, it was just under 5 times for every hour, mm-hmm. and right now it's like 1.2.
Hmm.
Like, he's never moving anymore, and I don't know why that's happening. I could guess it's in a torn Achilles or whatever he had last year, but he can't skate.
Do you have any fears about the young players deciding, yeah, I don't really want to be a part of this? Like, the Sabres love their guys that want to be here.
I have a fear of any single person in that locker room. It would be, to me, it wouldn't be natural. It wouldn't be human if someone in that locker room didn't have the thought once in a while, I might want to get the hell out of here.
Right, but like a guy like Paterka.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not been around and suffering for 14 years. It's like, I'm playing hockey, I'm scoring goals, I'm in the NHL. So I don't know that his frustration would boil over. Like Eichel, Reinhardt, those guys.
Once you get to year 7.
Yeah, they went through a lot of it. And some of these other Sabres, I mean, they locked them in, so you kind of can't.
Yeah.
And then again, you could. Ugh. All right, hey, Football Friday. Chris Brown joins us coming up at 8:30. Stevie Johnson will be in studio. We'll talk to him about a new project he's got going on, a new children's book coming out, and about the Amari Cooper trade. 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. Jeremy and Joe on Football Friday on WGR.